History. The library building is unusual for an academic library in that the entire collection is housed in a single site. The library turnstiles register an average of 4,500 visits a day. In addition to LSE students and staff, thousands of registered external users, nationally and internationally, visit us to consult our specialist research collections. The library was founded in 1896, a year after the school itself, but didn't move to this site until 1978. It's called the Lionel Robbins Building, named after the prestigious economist who studied and taught here and was a governor of LSE. There is a bust of him in the entrance area. The building covers 20,000 square metres. The external facade dates back to 1916. It was once the headquarters and warehouse for W.H. Smith. If you look carefully when outside, you'll find an original W.H. Smith sign damaged by shrapnel during a bombing raid in World War II. The fact that it was a book warehouse makes this building ideal for use as a library, as it was designed to house heavy loads. So this building has housed the school's library since 1978, but the interior was completely transformed in 2001 to become what you see today, following a design by the architects Foster and Partners. Sir Norman Foster is an internationally renowned architect. His other works in London include the Millennium Bridge, the Great Court at the British Museum, and the Swiss Re HQ, which is also often known as the Gherkin. Further building projects have taken place since to expand areas such as the course collection.